I've not spoken about COVID for a while and just wanted to make a few observations where that's concerned in this episode of Health Matters. Things are definitely improving in terms of daily cases in Switzerland at the moment, and the pace of vaccination is definitely stepping up. I've had my two doses now, and Vaud, where I live, has opened up vaccination to anyone from the age of 18 upwards. There are now over 1 million fully vaccinated people in the country and around 3.2 million vaccine doses administered. Remember, the majority of people need two doses. However, just a little shout out to say that personal responsibility still remains important. I was out by the lake in a town near to where I live last weekend. It was a beautiful day, and so the lakefront was packed. But I must admit that I was a bit shocked. There were people queuing for sandwiches, drinks and ice creams and standing around whilst their kids were playing in the parks with no masks and no physical distancing, almost as if COVID had never happened. I know we're all getting fed up with this after 15 months at it, but we've come so far. Things are getting better. Let's not fall at hopefully the last hurdle. If we're queuing or in a busy park, wear a mask and keep 1.5 metres from others. And if we're meeting people inside, remember the 10-person rule, including children, and keep rooms ventilated. If you can meet up outside, even better. But given the weather this week, perhaps not always possible. Remember that antigen self-tests are also available in pharmacies. These are a good idea before an event or gathering as an added layer of protection, in addition to hygiene and social distancing rules. But they should not be used if you have coronavirus symptoms. Since the 7th of April, it's been possible to get 5 self-tests free of charge every 30 days. The pharmacy will bill the costs of the tests direct to your health insurer. Sorry for being a bit bar humbug. We will get there. Take care, everyone. My name is Dr. Michelle Wright. Thank you for listening.